Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Afti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we want to tackle a really challenging topic, and that is the topic of how do you deal with fraud?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
How do you handle fraud in your startup, right? And this is, you know, obviously a tough subject, and it depends on what the situation is. But the reason I wanted to talk to you about this, Heaton, is that, you know, the history of Close, we've always had to deal with some level of fraud. People trying, you know, using stolen credit cards to sign up for paid accounts, or even worse, people doing some really malicious stuff with our software. And so from a very early time, we always had to like invest in fraud prevention and protection and had to like deal with this. And just recently, the last few weeks, we had some really big attacks going on, some really crazy shit. And thankfully, we have an amazing team and we're like tackling these things and stopping them fairly early on. But it's a huge pain in the ass. And it has cost us probably over the years a lot of money to deal with this. So I thought, because it's so top of mind for me, I thought it might make sense for the two of us to talk about this from a very fundamental point of view, because I think most startup founders, they don't think about fraud. What could be done with their app? How somebody could take advantage of their app to cost them money, to make money, to do some suspicious or just illegal stuff with it. And so they might catch this when it's way too late and it might cause some real trouble down the line. So I thought we'd just cover some like basics, things that every founder should know, think through how to deal with it preventatively in the beginning, but also what do you do once shit happens? You get a DDoS attack or some other crazy shit is happening to your app. You're totally surprised. How do you deal with this? Maybe we'll cover some of the basics and hopefully help some founders prevent getting into trouble at some point.
Yeah, I think the first step preventatively real quick is like know where your risk is in your business. So if you're collecting credit cards, one risk is that people will try to run fake credit cards through your system. If you're using a service like Stripe, there are a lot of protections built in, right? But it's very similar to like, well, you better make sure you have a SSL certificate on your site on those pages. In fact, you need that now for every site, as per what Google says. So, you know, back then, like you wouldn't have, not every site would have a secure certificate back then, meaning back in the day, and they'd collect a credit card and no users wouldn't really trust it or there'd be like insecurity there, right? So to me, a lot of this has to do with knowing what business you're in and where the risk actually is of fraud. And a lot of people don't think about that early. Like in your case, like you guys are powering a whole bunch of stuff, right, for your customers. And if a customer is malicious, they could use that and spam people, simply put, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a risk. You should know of that risk and you should be able to monitor it and understand whether that's going to happen, at least to some basic level in the beginning.
Yeah, I think that this is really key. It's like just sitting down and just making a list and thinking through what are potential problems that we could run into, or what are ways that somebody creative could use the app or the product we've built to cause harm or issues, right? So in our case, the people using fake credit cards to sign up and use the service, that was something we thought about, was not a massive concern. One thing that we didn't think of, although it seems so obvious in hindsight, right? Today I would think about this stuff, but back then we were so inexperienced that we didn't think about this, was that our app offered you telephony, right? So you could make calls or receive calls in the app. And for trial users, we offered free telephony. So some hackers found our app and they would use the app to call pay lines that they owned to rank up costs, right? On our end. It's crazy. So, and the first time that we picked up on that was very lucky because we didn't have an alert system in place to prevent this from happening. We just had one human being, which is one of my co-founders, being especially paranoid at all times, which is something a lot of engineers share with him. But he's especially paranoid. So always checking, you know, the IPs of people that would sign up and always checking kind of the telephony habits and stuff people were doing with the app. And he just picked or found this I think at that point they had created like, an insane amount of costs. I don't even want to say within like 24 hours. And then we kicked them off the platform, but then we started really, that was the real kickoff for us of going, holy shit, we offer telephony. People could do all kinds of shenanigans with that to create a lot of costs on our end and for others. So we need to really invest in this. And there's obviously internal tools that you can build, alert systems, things that you can do to prevent people from using your software in some way that causes problems for you and others. But there's also tools you can use, right? There's applications and software out there that is really good at, you know, having a massive database and having a lot of data to flag the likelihood of a new signup or account being fraudulent or not, or being an account that could get you in trouble. So there's software that you can use to help you identify potential fraudulent accounts, but it's also just internal tools that you can build. But I think the most important exercise is just the basic exercise of sitting down and thinking through creatively. A bunch of hackers saw our product and they wanted to do quote unquote evil things with us. How? Or make money with us. What could they do? What could they possibly come up with, right? And then just thinking through some ways to prevent these from happening. It's so surprising. You know, I remember when it happened, I thought we're such a tiny, this was like 4 or 5 months into launching the product. I'm like, how do people even know we exist? We're such a tiny, tiny little startup somewhere. And all of a sudden there's these, you know, hacker attacks and all these fraudulent accounts being created and all this telephony shenanigans. Like, how the fuck did they even do? Does anybody even know we exist? I thought that these problems would only happen to really massive companies, right? The Facebooks, the Twitters, the Googles would have to deal with hackers and fraudulent accounts. But in today's world, even if you're small, you could run into that trouble. So it's really good to just, before you launch, think through some of the basic things you need to keep in mind. And in the beginning, obviously, you could, security itself is such a massive topic. You could have a massive team work on it every day for years and never be done with it. But it's important to just keep your eye on obvious things, or at least put in some signaling things so you get alerted when weird behavior is happening on your app. Because if you find out too late, it could be really a problem. We were lucky. If my co-founder didn't randomly look into an account and see this, and if this had gone on for like a week versus just 24 hours, it could have bankrupted us easily, right? So this shit is, you have to take this serious and come up with a list and put some things in place to make sure that you're on top of stuff and you don't get into real, real trouble.
That's really where it's at. And I think another thing is just when it comes up, take it seriously, which is what you guys basically did. Mm. I see a lot of people just assuming, oh, it's fine. Like, you know, it'll go away. Fraud doesn't go away. Yeah. Like, unless you do something about it, stop it, have preventive measures, it just never goes away.
Yeah. It's one of those things that in the beginning, you're going to probably spend little time, little effort, little money on. And as your business grows, you're going to have to continue investing in it. Right. And yeah, once that one fraudulent weird user, if there's one fraudulent users, there are going to be more, right? So just by kicking off that one fraudulent user, your work is not done, right? You're not like, whew, we got rid of this weird, you know, entity or person. Now we can go back to doing growth hacks and PR and like doing the cool shit that's fun and not worry about this. The moment that one person has found a loophole in your system or has found a way to abuse your system in some malicious way, there's going to be another person. There's going to be many, many more, right? It's not going to stop. So once it's happening, you have to take it really seriously. You have to address it appropriately, right? Don't overreact in a way that now we're not going to let any user sign up for our app unless they call us on a video call with their passport next to their face, right? Sending us their home address. Like, you can go crazy overboard, obviously. That's probably not a good idea, but you have to take appropriate measures. And the worst thing that you can do is to, you know, ignore it or take it lightly and think, it was just an outlier. It was just one weird user. We fixed it. We kicked this person off. We don't have to think or worry at all about this. This is not the fancy, shiny, cool stuff about running a business or growing a tech company. But it's the stuff that really matters as you grow, as you succeed. So you're going to have to start small, but probably continuously invest in the security of your platform and in preventing fraud from happening on your system.
Yep. Couldn't agree more.
All right. That's it. It's very basic stuff. But even like, I don't remember ever reading any blog post or any piece of content or listening to any podcast episode and I was consuming this insane amount of this stuff, but like what it takes to run a SaaS business, how to start it and all that. I never heard any word, any peep about fraud. So I thought, we'll be the change we want to see in the world. And I just want to bring this up, not to scare people, but just to put it in their minds so people are more consciously aware of it, more cautious, and do the few little things that can really put them in a strong and safe position with their business instead of, you know, being too thoughtless when it comes to security and safety and all that, and then running into massive problems down the line.
Yep. We had a quick note. We had people checking credit cards in using our system. So they get through and basically put in credit card numbers to see if they were real or not. Because we're one of the few SaaS products that has a credit card up front.
Ah.